welcome you to our one-on-one exclusive with Doug Peterson, head coach, presented by Wawa. And, Doug, it is a Tuesday. You've got a game on Thursday. You just cleaned up the game from Sunday. It all really meshes in. What are the keys to getting these players back physically and emotionally?
Well, the number one thing is, and I think the positive thing is getting back out on the practice field and getting these guys moving around a little bit. You know, Monday we spent that day in meetings and some walkthrough and kind of put in the base game plan for the Giants moving forward. And then obviously today putting in the rest of our game plan. And really you're down to just a couple days this week and you're going to play. So, you know, it's the beauty of it is you're playing a division opponent that you've already played before, so there's some familiarity there. And so you're not having to reinvent a lot of things. And sometimes the best ways and the best times are Thursday night games because you can keep things simple for your offense and defense and allows your guys to play.
A couple of big picture questions, if we could talk about it. Offensive line, you now have seen Isaac Seumalo play a bit. You've seen Halapolivati Vaitai play. Your thoughts on how they might project into the future of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, both of them are tremendous draft picks for us. We were fortunate to pick up both of those guys back in the April draft, and they both came in with an eagerness and a readiness to play. And Isaac was probably a little more ahead of the curve because we kind of threw him in there a little bit faster than Big V as Big V was learning the system and the terminology. But both of these guys for us project down the road to be starters in our offensive line. And what we've seen out of Big V this season, the times that he's played, he got better each week, and it was just unfortunate his injury that he's missed these last couple of weeks. But and then Isaac steps in and he was playing some tight end position early and then he gets thrust into that right tackle. He was our fifth right tackle this year and really did a great job against Baltimore. You know, and these guys have a tremendous pass rush. They're great on third down, first in the league. They're against the run. And a guy like Isaac is a pro's pro. He studies, he pays attention to detail, he takes coaching extremely well, and so I really see both of these guys being starters in the future for us.
With everything that you've gone through up front, how has Jeff made that line still function at a pretty high level with five right tackles, with left guards moving around, with injuries kind of throughout?
Well, the two consistents in that offensive line have been Kelsey and Jason Peters, and he really leans on both of those guys for their veteran leadership and their presence, and really even Allen, you know, has been that veteran presence who started at guard and then he moved out to tackle and was playing some tackle position, and then you got another veteran in Wiz who comes in and plays your guard spot. So and then you know, free agent pickup Brandon Brooks, who these are veteran players that have had a lot of games under their belt, so it wasn't a matter of them getting used to, you know, the game. It was just Stout staying on them, staying disciplined with the run game, keeping it simple, meaning not reinventing the run game each and every week and using the same core concepts that we put in back in April in OTAs and, you know, fine-tuning that and really being disciplined with everything they do. And so it really didn't matter who was playing where. Just the way he teaches and plugs guys in, you know, has been part of our process and part of our, plan these last few weeks.
I know tight end Zach Ertz has been a topic of conversation for the fans, for the media. It really seems like in the last 6 weeks or so, he has just come on like gangbusters. How do you see him developing through this system? And then has he turned the corner and just been somebody that you're going to rely on and he'll deliver week in, week out?
I do. And what I saw early in the season, and really what I saw at the end of the last season, you saw Zach Ertz and Sam Bradford really connecting and making plays on the field a year ago, and then Carson, now enter Carson Wentz, and he's learning the personnel. He's learning how these guys run routes and what they like and don't like, and so I think there was a little bit of figuring each other out early in the season, but these last few games now, Zach and Carson have been on the same page, and they're making a lot of plays on the field. The one area that we do have to get better at, obviously, with those two is in the red zone and utilizing that big target. And we've had opportunities. We've come away with either field goals or we've turned the ball over, and you can't do that in this league because points are too valuable. But these two, the more they work together, I really feel like this can be a dynamic combination in the future for us.
Doug, the New York Giants have won 10 games, barely beat the Eagles back in whenever month it was, it seems so long ago. How have they done it? What have they done well to get to 10 wins?
Well, you know, one thing is they're playing great defense, obviously, and they went out and spent a lot of money in the offseason to pick up some free agents that are really beginning to gel, you know, this time of the season, which is what you got to be doing. You got to be playing your best ball at the end of the season, not at the beginning of the season, and that's what you're seeing out of this defense right now. And offensively, they're just staying consistent. You know, it's run on first, run on second, a little play action pass mixed in there, and then convert on third downs. And you know, it's kind of been what the Giants have been all about. Eli is one of those guys that's just gonna, you know, methodically move the ball down the field. He's got some great weapons on the outside, and he's got a big tight end, you know, that he likes to use. And you know, he manages the game very well, and it's a lot of no huddle, you know, so he's communicating on the line of scrimmage with these guys and just basically taking advantage of what he's seeing on the defensive side. So all that and all, they've had success doing it, and you know, it's been a positive for him.
I got to give you a lot of credit. I remember asking you early in the season about the fourth downs and would you go for it throughout the year and in the future, and you've continued to be aggressive. That's the way it's going to be, right?
You know, I just think that you got to trust your players, and you know, there's times that I don't want to be crazy about it, you know, obviously. You know, probably in the last couple of weeks, the fourth downs have been because we've been behind in some games and we've had to go for some fourth down situations or a two-point conversion because of the score, you know, and I'm going to maintain that aggressiveness. I'm going to be smart by doing it, though, and make sure, again, that and this is an area that we'll look at in the spring, and we'll take a look at all our fourth downs and make sure that we're I am calling the right plays, putting our guys in the right positions to convert these fourth downs and see where I can get better and help our team get better.
Do you think the players really respond to that message, Doug? Do you think that they like that you're trusting them so much?
I think they do. I think they do. You know, and I would say that they were probably all on board with the two-point conversion, you know, attempt the other day mm-hmm. in Baltimore. The fourth down situations to stay on the field and you know, we missed out on the one, but there was a couple others that we had opportunities to convert, and we did. And you know, it's just it's something that just shows the confidence in the team, and they whether we make it or not, that next play our team usually responds, and they respond well. So I definitely want to stay aggressive, be smart with it, and show the confidence in the guys.
Boy, that was quite a comeback the other day. I mean, 27-17, Baltimore has the ball, Eagles territory. A lot of defenses would have continued to play hard, but maybe a little hope lost. Energy on the sideline would have been down. That didn't happen with the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, the one thing I can say that's consistent all year long is this team has never quit on themselves. And the coaches keep coaching, and we coach them hard. And you know, our guys are resilient. They, you know, they hate to lose. And that's the thing about it. I tell them every week, it's like you got to hate losing more than you like to win, and it's true because you learn more from a loss than you do from a win sometimes, and these guys battle to hang in there. There's no panic on the sideline from coaches or players, and just seem to buckle down and make some plays and get us back into that game.
Let's get a win on Thursday night. Giants come to town. Doug Peterson in studio, one-on-one presented by Wawa.